Hello. What's up?
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to another episode of
Real Spill.
We can't make this up.
Welcome to the official season one episode.
Yeah, round of applause. As you notice, we do have a new look.
Yes.
Shout out to our best friend, Mr. Tyree.
Yeah, when he get his shit together, we'll be able to shout him out correctly.
Yeah.
But
get at him for all your media designs and needs and, you know.
What they call it? It's a graphic design.
Which I said media.
But it's fine. You know, my boy does everything. So
yep.
Whatever you throw at him, he'll catch it and he'll be able to deliver it, period. So, you know, a lot has transpired within like our last episode
to now. Yeah.
We want to say rest in peace to our boy Kobe, his daughter, and everybody else that was affected, you know, and lost their life within that little accident. Last week was a real emotional week.
Yeah.
It's like we were both off a little bit.
It was a lot of things going on, a lot of things transpired within this short amount of time, you know.
Yeah.
Life is crazy. Life comes at you fast too.
Yeah. And then like when you don't, it's like it's crazy how you kind of mourn somebody that you never met, but it's like you ever had like experienced death? Of course we all, I don't think everybody has experienced death, but most of us have experienced death. And it's like you never really fully grieve that initial death, and it's like somebody else that maybe you seen on TV or maybe you seen in passing dies, and you're like, oh my god, I'm grieving for this person, I'm just so sad. But it's really like you haven't finished grieving for the initial death that affected you in the beginning.
So yeah.
I think that's everybody's thing right now. Yeah, it was very emotional last week.
And it felt like you knew Kobe. Like, it felt like you lost, like, your uncle or cousin or somebody. Like, literally, it seemed like the whole world just stopped for that whole day.
Yeah.
You know,
you thought everybody stopped for Nipsey, but no, people like really stopped for Kobe.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
We just want to send good thoughts, good vibes, and positive vibes, and love to Vanessa and also the her kids and that lady's husband and that whole entire family, like their daughter and their sister, and I think the pilot's family too. Yeah, it's. But yeah, it was that's really tragic. But we just wanted to say, like, it's okay to mourn people that you don't know.
Yeah, don't let these fuckers on the internet tell y'all any different. Like,
yeah, and
people really were trying to make you feel bad for being human.
Yeah.
Like,
it's called having empathy.
Yes, have some feelings. Damn.
Yeah. And then people, one thing I can say, I think I've probably seen it once or twice. But you know how, for instance, Nipsey died, and everybody was like, man, I gotta be on Nipsey like 100% now. This man died, da da da. But it's like, you wasn't repping Nipsey before he died. You know what I'm saying? He had to die for you to appreciate. He had to die for him to get a Grammy.
That's true.
And a BET award, and all these like recognitions. But it's like,
that's why you have to give people their flowers when they're still on earth.
When they can smell them.
Yeah.
And so, but when Kobe died, it's something totally different, because it's like, we grew up seeing Kobe, like, playing basketball. Like, I've been seeing Kobe play since I was born onto this earth.
This here world. Yeah.
Like, that doesn't compare.
Yeah.
You can't compare where you don't compete. And not saying, like, Nipsey ain't nothing. Like, I listened to him, dabbled into him a little bit while he was here. But, yeah, like, I mean, Kobe and Nipsey are on two different, like,
yeah. Granted, it sucks that Nip went out the way he did.
Yeah, it was very sad and very unexpected.
And, you know, I understand he did great, great things for the city of Los Angeles and his community and all that, but
Kobe was out here changing lives.
Yeah, and people use the term legend very, very loosely.
People just be throwing that word around.
Like, very, very loosely.
No, Kobe is definitely, like, a legend. Like, my boy was out here, like, breaking records and stuff, so.
Yeah, like, yeah, so. Nah.
Yeah.
Choose your words wisely.
Yeah, please, but.
Like.
Yeah.
Not everybody, you know.
I think what makes it a little better is that. I think what made me feel a little better is seeing that Vanessa was coming to terms with it. Or via social media, she seems as if she's coming to terms with it. If that makes sense. Like, she's starting to post things and, oh, my Gigi, oh, my, oh, Kobe this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's good to see, like, these old videos that, because if you go scrolling on her page, like, it's not private anymore, but if you go scrolling on her page, you'll see, like, these videos of her and him or just him with his kids and stuff. And he was really, like, a regular-ass man.
Mm-hmm.
A regular-ass man.
That's how it be.
I want a man to, the way that Kobe, like, loved his kids,
mm-hmm,
was freaking, like, unimaginable. Not saying that my daddy don't love me. Of course my daddy loves me. But my daddy isn't, like, oh, come give me a hug type of thing. Like, uh-huh, oh, you having a bad day? Like, I'll give you a hug. No, he'll give me and, like, my sister a hug when it's, like, a big thing. Like, they're not really, yeah, like, affectionate people.
Yeah.
And so I'm not really affectionate myself, but I would love, like, for my husband to be affectionate to my kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I definitely understand that.
Yeah, I will want them to have that, like, oh, you, but I think when we were kids, like, he was like that. But I mean, as we got older,
yeah,
things changed. Like, we'd be like, we do not want to be up under y'all, for real. Bye. Have a
That's
great
how,
one.
Like, especially, like, these last couple days. Like, mm-hmm, shout out to my brother. My brother had, yes, a very bad car accident.
Praise God for him.
A couple days ago. But, you know, car's total, but he still has his life, which is,
that's all that matters,
an extreme blessing. Like, if you follow him and you saw the pictures, then you know how bad it was. But I say that to say, like, even with all that going on, it's just, like, this weird vibe, like,
with a spirit on you.
With it, no, that's not what I'm getting at. It's like this weird, you don't really know, like, how to maneuver, like, mm-hmm, between him, me, and my mama. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
of course, when we was little, you know, very affectionate and all that, but it's like, she, my mama's stressing behind him having the accident. His head's everywhere because he had the accident.
Yeah.
And then there's just me, like, it's so strange, like,
mm-hmm,
I don't know. The whole first day when it happened, I checked on him for maybe, like, 2 minutes just to make sure he was okay. But it's like, I didn't want to be all up under him. I gave him one hug that day. Like, I barely said anything to my mama that day. It was just, it's so weird. Not saying we don't know how to be affectionate towards each other.
It's like, you don't know what to say or do in that moment, yeah, because you don't know where that person mind or where their headspace is, like, where they are.
It's like, it's just weird. It's like, we know that we care about each other. It's just
a lot going on.
Yeah. And, but, you know, this not the first,
yeah,
situation of, you know, something major like that. It's just, maybe we don't know how to. Or we just lack the ability to, I'll say that. Yeah.
It's okay.
It's just weird.
It's human.
It's
not, like, out of the ordinary. I think we all, if not all, most of us have experienced things that have happened, and you just don't really, it's like, you don't know what to say.
Right. But then you sit and think about it, it's like, damn, like, am I being nonchalant?
No.
Okay.
No, because then again, like, you don't know where he is.
Yeah.
And you could be all up on him, like, you sure you all right? He'd be like, can you leave me the fuck alone?
And then I'm going to get mad. I'm like, all right, fuck, I was just trying to check
exactly
on
you. Like, exactly. So it is okay.
Yeah.
It is okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just need, like, your space to just, like, sit back, think, yeah, reflect, and just be, like, absorb, like, what the hell just happened.
Yeah.
And, like, once you come to, once you have come to realize everything that has happened and everything that's going on and stuff like that, you've accepted it, then that's, like, your next step to just, like, okay, we can talk about it now. Like, we can probably joke about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, when the thing, remember I told you that they thought somebody broke into our house?
Yeah.
And, like, in the morning, we were, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like, it was the fucking picture that fell.
Yeah.
Good fucking night.
Yeah.
Pissed off because it's 4 o'clock in the morning. But 2 p.m., in between that, you like, damn, what if somebody really did break into our
house? Yeah.
Damn, I can't even go to sleep real good because now I'm over here paranoid that the alarm won't go off or something like that. 2 o'clock p.m., of course, the air calls and she's like, girl, for your daddy to just wake up with this, you know, because it's like now that you have accepted it, now that you realize what has happened, and you think about the what if, you accept that nothing happened, but you accept the fact that if something do happen, things can pop off real quick, and you got, you know, somebody got your back. Now you can accept the fact that you can freaking laugh about the situation and be like, bro, you really was over here scared, like you was really over here pissing in your pants. You get what I'm saying? It's just those type of things. You just have to. It's a process. You have to just process it. Yeah. So, but
that's a very transparent moment. That was
very.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're family.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting ready to sing, but I'm not gonna do it.
Y'all are peoples.
So today we're coming to y'all to just talk about temptation as a whole and why can't people commit?
What's the problem with commitment?
Mm-hmm.
Where shall we start?
Well, have you ever been tempted?
Yeah.
Have you ever failed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And not even as far as, you know, relationships go. No, I'm not a cheater, so let's not go there. But, you know, You say you want to do something or you don't want to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And something comes along and it's like, it's just in your face. Like, you gonna fuck with it or you not?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's pressuring you to do it. Like, it's teasing you, like, I'm here.
It's like dangling the carrot.
Exactly. Like, putting candy in front of a fucking child, like, come on, come get it. And what do? You fall for it.
You go get it because you want it.
Yeah, you fall for it.
Have I ever been tempted? That's an interesting question. Have I ever been tempted? Do you think I've ever been tempted?
Yes, as a human, we all get tempted.
But this is off the record. Okay.
That's a real one.
If that's temptation, I'ma say I just don't know how to a piece of hair is in my mouth. Ew. I just don't know how to stick to my word when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody that knows me knows that I just be talking. I just need to vent. And I just need to, sometimes you just have to hear yourself speak and just say certain things and you're like, okay. You got that audio system.
No, that's not good, though, because now you, like, trying to trick your own fucking mind. Right or wrong?
I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying, but it's really, like, just going
because you know, you're like, trying, you're trying do, to fool, exactly. You know you're still going to do it.
I'm going
to
do it,
so what's
yeah.
the point? That's why you don't. Wrong. That's why you don't see it as temptation. Because
yeah, probably so.
You be trying
I'm
to trick
so...
your own self. Like, okay, I know I want this. I know I'm still gonna do this. But let me just, for the sake of saying it, say, oh yeah, I don't want this. I'm not gonna do it. With the woo, blah blah blah. And then 2 hours later, maybe not 2 hours. That might be a stretch. I'm sorry.
Maybe like 3 days later.
You know you. I got my what go-go you said bag. You wasn't gonna do exactly.
I got my go-go bag in my car. I'll send you my location.
a go-go bag is also a
on the go-go. Yeah, make sure you got your go-go bag.
A creeping bag.
But I haven't had one of those moments in a long, long, long time though.
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't had one of, like, when it comes to those type of, I haven't had one of those in a while. It's been a minute.
I actually stuck to my guns.
You definitely have.
I have definitely stuck to my guns. I'm going to say that. And it's like, if you know, you know.
If you don't, oh well.
Nope.
You know, but.
I deserve a pat on the fucking back.
I'll give you a round of applause.
Because Lord knows.
I definitely about to be sing another song. It's just so tempting.
But aside from like men talk and like relationship sex talk, like temptation of, well, let's get off temptation. Moving to, you know, just strictly focusing on being committed.
Mm-hmm.
Goals is another big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you say you have a goal to do this, that, and the third, but the slightest thing happens and your commitment is going out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
You asking me or you asking like...
That's just a general question.
Oh, I think life really can make or break somebody's like direction and mm-hmm. where they're going. So, for instance, I am so proud of like all the mothers, like all the young mothers that we friends with and like family with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna say the name, Khadijah and Kiana. I am so proud of them, like so proud of them. And because they had kids at a young age, well, at an age that I know for damn sure I wouldn't be ready to have no kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, they made it work. Of course, you know, it kind of like probably took them away from their initial goal.
Mm-hmm.
But they getting back on track and they like, you know, they doing, taking the steps that they need to be taken in order to get to the point where they saw that they self being at. Probably while we were in ninth grade of like high school or something like that, you know. And but yeah, I think life is very tempting. I think we all have tempting what is it,
tempters, maybe.
Yeah, situations, yeah. People, it's like those, okay, you know how you get to the, like, you know, you're going down a road. And you can either go right or you can go left.
Mm-hmm.
Which route are you going to pick?
It just depends.
Because if I go this way, then XYZ is going to happen. If I go this way, X squared plus Y squared equals C squared is going to happen this way. So which way do I pick?
It's all about choices. I saw something on Pinterest. Y'all know I'm off of social media, but I kept my Pinterest. And it was like, you know, every day we wake up, we have, well, we make like, over 2,000 some choices. Probably, like, yeah. Unconsciously. We make at least 2,000 choices a day. And just think about, like, if you chose, or if you didn't go with, you know, that one choice that you made. Everything could be so different.
Mm-hmm.
Just from changing one thing.
Mm-hmm.
One fucking thing.
Like, you really make one as soon as you wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to get up right now, or am I going to add 15 more minutes to this alarm?
And then what does that do for you?
I'm going to be late, and that's going to ruin my whole entire day. Because now I'm over here rushing, and then I'm going to have road rage trying to get to where I'm trying to get to because I did not wake up in time.
Yep. It's all a chain reaction from the very mm-hmm. first decision that you make when you open your eyes in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's facts, though. Like,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing that I think we as everybody does this. We don't have a Krispy Kreme in Baton Rouge right now. I'm going to really have to take a trip to New Orleans to go give me some Krispy Kreme. But that's not here nor there.
What you finna say is exactly. Your situation right now.
Yeah, because it's going to be me tomorrow, and I'm going to have to, like, can't do it. So, you know, a diet is like a relationship. We're going to say a diet is equals up as to a relationship.
Okay.
The diet is your significant other,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you have to stay committed to this diet if you want to see results.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stay committed to this relationship. Both parties need to stay committed to this relationship if you want to see it work, if you want to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a Krispy Kreme like I just stated. Somebody brings Krispy Kreme donuts to the gym. What are you going to do?
Yep. Are you going to work out and go home, or are you going to work out
eat a Krispy Kreme
and donut. Eat a fucking donut.
And go to New Orleans, go get another bag of donut.
Because once you have that one donut, you're like, get, you know what?
I need to get more. I might as well
should have just got a dozen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So what you going to do? What choice are you going to make?
Actually, I have had, I had to make this choice before.
What?
I went to the gym and they had, it, they have pizza. Well, oh, I yeah. Know that you have like pizza Mondays or something
which
like
I
that.
Which I find crazy as hell, but.
At the gym, like pizza galore. Everywhere.
Pizza galore.
I said, Lord, you know I want a piece of pizza. But I need you to give me the strength to just run on this treadmill and forget that that pizza is over there. Mm-hmm. So I had to, like, really, like, hurry up, do what I had to do to get up
get out of there.
I was like, I cannot do
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's, yeah, like, you are you going to cheat on your diet or are you going to stay committed to it? And I know I be cheating on diets
all the time. We all do.
All the
we
time.
We all do. And it happens so fast.
And then you make excuses like, well.
Well, I mean, I did work out today, yesterday, and I'm going to go tomorrow, too. So, I mean, I could.
It ain't going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt. No. Once you decide, okay, I'm finna cheat, then, yeah.
It's over with.
You exactly. You might as well just start all the way over.
That's me right now.
All the way over.
Yeah, that sums it about up.
Yep.
Sums it right. And so, we say all that to say, has everybody seen the Kevin Hart documentary? What was it called?
Don't Fuck This Up.
And what did he do?
Fucked it up.
To everything.
Kev fucked a lot of things up.
Yeah, you know.
He fucked a lot up.
And so, you know, we sat here, we sat and we watched it. What did you, like, what did you get from the documentary?
I have a lot of thoughts on it, but the main thing, like, I get why he called it Don't Fuck This Up, you know. It goes back to choices. Like, you have choices that you consciously and unconsciously make. Kev fucked up and made, like, a lot of his conscious decisions were terrible decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew what the fuck he was doing. Mm-hmm. He knew what the fuck he was saying. So, I get it. You know, we all human. We all fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the opportunity to do better, like, if you know better, do better. You know? That was my take on it.
I think me replaying the whole entire thing in my head right now, he lacks ownership. He lacks accountability.
Yeah. That's the word right there. Accountability.
Because we gonna get to it. But it's just like, how does you him going out by himself equal I'm going to cheat on my wife because my friends weren't there to tell me to say, Kev, don't do that. What are you doing? That's stupid.
Do you you as a grown ass man,
you took a vow in front of God, our family, and friends, and your children.
Your children. Your two kids.
Your daughter and your son.
Yes.
And said that you wanted to marry me and all this type of stuff.
Yet you go and cheat on me and then blame it on your niggas not being there?
Yes.
Are you crazy?
Now, I do understand it. Like, she would have never known if the friend didn't set it up. The friend set that up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it got out. I can't remember how it got out to her, but
she said that the woman DM'd her.
She probably DM'd her because
the video.
Yeah. I mean, the guy had it. Like, they both were working together. That was a plan. It's like when you know somebody's weaknesses, you're gonna play on their weakness.
But why though? Like,
people are really miserable.
That's fucking crazy.
People are really miserable. People don't have nothing going on with their life. What did I say, like, the other day? Like, I realized that people would really do anything in their power to make you lose everything that you have because they don't have nothing going on for themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what he did. That was his main goal, was to, like, tear down Kevin because his life and his career wasn't going as well as his, because he has been in the game longer than Kev, I think. If I'm not mistaken. But one thing I can say that I do like about Kev then it's kind of like, is this genuine? Is that he would do anything for his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He is very like, if you want that, I got, like, I'm gonna get it for you, whatever. We gonna do this. We gonna, like, you know, we are, like, we're friends. But I think he also used his friends to deflect what he actually did.
Do you think he's a people pleaser?
Is Kevin a people pleaser? I would say yes and no, because it's like he wanted to please his mama. You get what I'm saying? Like, he wanted mm-hmm. to be like this person that he told his mom that he was going to be, and she was like, Kevin, I really think you need to go to, like, school. I think you need to go get a degree. But, I mean, I don't really think you're going to do too much. But, I mean, if you say you can do it, go ahead and do it. And then, also, his daddy wasn't, like, really present in his life, sober.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, like, I would say yes and no. He's a people pleaser.
I get it.
Maybe he's just trying to do it just to please his mom in heaven. I don't know. I don't know.
I can see it.
I don't know. But I wouldn't want my friends to work for me. Y'all need to make y'all own money somewhere else. Don't work up under me, baby. Y'all can volunteer here and there, but honey, don't work for me. I do not work yet. It's because it's like,
I don't want y'all on my payroll.
I don't. Exactly. And then I don't want to be around y'all all the time. It's like, yeah, I wanna be able to tell y'all, like, what's going on in my day, and you not know what's going on in my day.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that for sure.
Oh, girl, what you been up to? Well, girl, you know she been...
Instead of you knowing everything.
Yeah.
Like, right in the moment. I feel that.
Yeah. But, yeah, Kevin is really... You said a while ago, you said that somebody said that Kevin was a narcissist.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I can see it.
But I don't know. And that goes to him, you know, not taking ownership to the shit that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's narcissistic behavior.
Now, if you haven't watched the documentary, it was a particular part in there that rubbed me the wrong way. Well, rubbed, I think, pretty much the whole entire internet the wrong way.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that right now. So, if you haven't watched it, I'm going to detail it. So, they're on the plane. It is Kevin sitting on one side and his friend sitting on the other side. His trainer, which is his friend, who is sitting, like, on the aisle seat, and Kevin's wife sitting in the window seat.
So it's a table. Kevin and one person on one side.
Yeah, Kevin's out on the window, is at the window seat on the opposite side, and his wife is sitting across from him in the other window seat. They're facing each other, but
she's sitting next to the trainer. And then the other friend was sitting across from the trainer.
So, they're sitting at the table, and Kevin asks a question like, are you rich, or do you think that you're rich, or something like that?
Yeah, he asked him, did he think he was rich?
And the guy was like, I mean, no, but, well, I'm rich, like, off life or something like that. And Kevin was like, if you didn't have, like, if I stopped working right now, like, if I, like, left your life pretty much, would you still be good? Like, would you still
then
be
able
to... Then
he asked him, like, do you have a home or
something? Yeah, that's next. Yeah. So, he was like, yeah, like, I mean, I'm still be good. He said, no, you're not. No, you will not. Do you have a house? He said, no. He said, exactly. So, how are you going to be good? You don't even have anything. Like, and it made it seem as if Kevin was saying, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have none of the shit that you have.
Right.
And the boy was like, I definitely make more money being a trainer and training other people rather than just training you. I'm not making all my money off of you. You don't pay none of my bills. Like, what are you... And so, the boy, like, the trainer is getting a little heated. And Kevin is still, like, ignorantly, like, saying the things that he's saying. Like, oh, you ain't nothing. Like, you're not even rich. You don't have a house. If it wasn't for me, this shit. It's like, imagine mm-hmm. somebody saying, you ain't nothing. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be where you at right now.
Like, what the fuck?
Imagine somebody telling
you
that.
Not just somebody, but your friend.
Yes, and you're drunk.
Yeah.
drinks are being, like, you're drinking in the middle of this. So the friend takes it upon himself, and he was like, man, so he swatted the camera out of his face, and they end up getting up, and Kevin was like, you better calm your ass down. And I think the trainer, what, hit him or swung at him?
Mm-hmm.
And so they had, like, a little scuffle. They had to end up, you know, landing, doing the emergency landing, and they had to, like, separate them. But the wife, Kevin's wife, was like, you were really wrong. Like, you really ain't shit for telling him that. Like, I just cannot believe you did that. Like, really just, like, reading him, like, for filth. Like, you really ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your friend. But another thing that I didn't like is that Kevin texted him along with all their other friends in a group message to say, I'm sorry for what I did.
Right.
That's why I said that he lacks accountability, because if you did something in public, you need to be able to apologize in public as well.
Yep.
Don't apologize to me in no text message.
You should apologize to my fucking face.
Exactly. So, everybody apparently is saying that the trainer and the wife is fucking.
No, I did hear that too. And
I'm just going to sip my water, because I don't think that they're...
It's like,
I don't want to think that they're having sex.
Now, the reason that I heard behind it, like, I heard that, you know, it was some solid arguments saying that, you know, why was she sitting next to him on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she, you know, confront him rather than Kevin? You know, let's just say they both were wrong. She didn't say anything to the dude. She got on Kevin's ass.
I think she got on him like, Kevin, stop.
Uh-huh.
But in private, she got Kevin together.
And then they said that, you know, Kevin be going away for a while. And so with them being close, they can say, you know, they close, so I'm pretty sure he didn't dick that down before.
Okay.
I would hate to believe
that would really be a checkmate move, because ooh, you went out here, you embarrassed me while I was pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. That was another thing they said too, like, you know, Kevin cheated on his woman while she was pregnant with his baby. Of course she's gonna fuck his trainer for get back.
Imagine her leaving him for the trainer.
He not cute.
He not, but he seems like he's a very, like, sweet person. But him being a trainer, like, I'll be scared that he'll probably knock my head off.
Probably.
Like, I'm pretty sure you taking steroids and everything. Punch my shit down, right? You like, you a boxer for real, for real. We can't be boxing for real. Like, you can't even play fight.
Nah.
Because you're going to hit me for real and I'm going to be upset.
Then I'm going to get mad.
I'm going to have to get a gun. Just, you know? That's the only way to take you down, you know? No.
But, yep. That would be wild as fuck.
If she was really having sex with a trainer, girl, if that comes out, I will holler.
I don't know how I would take that. Like, wow.
It's, you can't say nothing.
You can't.
You can't get like that.
Hey, she did it.
But, I mean,
we don't condone cheating over here. Real spill, though, okay?
But it is a guy code. Like, you ain't supposed to, like, do that. But what if he really is doing it now that he, now that Kevin embarrassed him on national, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
International.
On the international platform? Fucking right. Ew.
I'm telling y'all this now. If somebody was to, now that's one thing I don't like nobody telling me that they did X, Y, and Z for me. Because if you did X, Y, and Z for me, don't throw that back in my face. Because now it seems as if you're trying to shit on me.
Right. And it's going to seem like whatever you did never came from a genuine place.
Exactly.
And you ain't going to never in your life have to do nothing for me again. Bitch.
And now I have to cut you off.
That's dead game.
Now, the only time I will act... Now, I ain't going to lie, I have done that before. But it's like, people being disrespectful to me.
Yeah.
Now, if you being disrespectful to me and, you know, saying all this, like, oh, you ain't shit and all that other stuff. It's like, apparently I want shit whenever you was asking me for money to pay your water bill.
Right.
But we're not gonna go there, right?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now you upset because I'm over here calling you on your BS because you disrespected me. If you can dish it, you need to be able to take it, baby girl or baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that's one thing, and I think I'm learning from my daddy, like, you will, people will never be able to come to me or come to my face and say, well, I did this for you, Khaleesi. Like, you wouldn't be this if it wasn't for me doing this and this and this. And it's like,
you got me fucked up.
I am not a drum. You are not about to play on top of me. You are not. And that's exactly what Kevin was doing. Like, beating on my boy's head. Yeah. Like, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have this.
Like, bro.
You wouldn't even be able to live the life that you live. Da, da, da.
Like, you really want to take it though.
And then another issue that I didn't like is that when he had his interviews following the cheating scandal, why did his friends have to go to his interviews? Because his friends for dinner ain't sit next to him when he got a movie coming out.
Right. Just like that that interview that you sent me, the Plastic Cup Boys one, when Kevin wasn't there, it was the other homeboys, and they were speaking on the situation, and of course they defended him, like, you know, what y'all saw, you know, that wasn't really all of it. They talked it out like men, blah, 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 blah. Kev, you know, he apologized for being drunk, but he wasn't coming at him saying that, you know, if this ended today, then you ain't gonna have shit because I'm the one who made you. Here they was like, no, it wasn't anything like that. It wasn't anything like that. Kev just wants to make sure that all his people are straight, even if he's not straight. That's bullshit.
Kevin gonna make sure that he's straight before anybody else.
Exactly. Right? That's what anybody's gonna make sure they are straight before anybody else.
Because why would I give you $500 when I only have $550 and I gotta pay $100 for this light bill that's due tomorrow? And exactly. You asking me for $500 today.
If you've ever flown on a plane, what do they tell you to do first if the plane's going down?
Put the thing on.
On yourself before you make sure you got your mask and your vest on before you try to put your neighbors on. Like, what? What? You gonna always make sure you are straight.
Yeah, you gotta make sure that you straight yourself, because ain't nobody else gonna make sure you straight.
Right.
First.
Because that's one thing about it. Even if you decide to put somebody else before you, I promise you they're gonna put themselves before you.
Always.
Like,
I didn't learn that the hard way, though.
Definitely.
Like, yeah, people gonna always make sure that they straight.
Definitely.
And you like, damn. Yikes.
Well, I mean, I put them first. I did this for them. Why didn't do the same? Because they don't give a fuck.
They care about themselves.
Exactly.
You gotta love yourself first.
That part.
I'll never forget that man telling me that. He was like, do you love anybody? I said, yeah, I love somebody. Who you love? I was like, well, it was this.
Oh, yeah, said, we were at the bar.
He said, you mean to tell me you love somebody else, but you don't love yourself?
Yep.
I said, sir, you over here asking the hardest, but simplest question there is, but you wouldn't even expect that was the answer that you was trying to get.
Right.
I thought he was trying to, like, you know, teach me a little something about the game or something. No, my man was just like, you need to love yourself, baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, sir. The old man. Mr. Lewis, shout out to you. I hope you're doing right.
I really hope he's good. Like, right. I'm
about to, like, look him up. I don't know his last name.
All I know is his name is Mr. Lewis, and he was from the South.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
He looked like he could have been somebody's teacher. But, girl, he is, honey. I hope y'all have no Kevin Harts in y'all life, man. I mean,
I hope you're not a Kevin Hart in anybody's
because
life.
Because it's like, not saying that Kevin is not a bad person. Don't get me wrong. He is not a bad person. But his ways are not, like, the best trait that I would look for in a friend.
Yeah, and I can agree to that. And, you know, I have this saying, like, because I know I be fucking up. I know I be fucking up, and I apologize to my friends. I apologize to you, Bess. But it's like, and this is what I always say. I'm not a fucked up person. I just do fucked up things sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Yeah, we all do.
Mm-hmm.
We all do.
But Kevin, like, really fumbled the ball with that. But one thing I can say that I admire about him is that he got all his friends on. Like, he have his friends opening up for him. Just his friends. His friends producing his shows for him. They actually have, like, you know, credits. You know, they have, like, a resume because of
him.
Kevin.
Yeah.
And it's one thing I do like is that he did put them on, but it's like, I don't want to be around y'all all the time.
Right. I need some
me time.
Me time.
And I only get that when I'm at home and I'm barely home.
Right. And then with, you know, considering him, his me time. When he's at home, he got a whole family.
A whole ass family. Then he got to take care of his daddy.
Yeah.
Now let's get to that. That was an interesting, and I know you could probably, you'll be able to understand this particular situation better than I can. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, if you haven't watched it, Kevin's dad was like really on like drugs, like hard up drugs. Was he doing crack?
Yeah.
So
Kev said any drug that you can think of, his daddy probably did it.
So he was like on that type of stuff. And the man what got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think as he got older, he got sick.
Yeah, so Kevin, you know, of course Kevin's mom's dying, and he was like, I can't be mad at my dad because he wasn't in his right mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to do whatever I can to make his last years on this earth his best years on this earth. And so his daddy came to him and he was like, Kevin, I need to talk to you. Like 2-3 minutes, that's it. He said, it's this machine that I need, you know, to help my breathing. You know, I got that portable one right there, but it's a better one where I can just like roll it around. And Kevin's like, stop that. You need to say, Kevin, this machine costs X amount of dollars. Get it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin's like, I'm just going to give you, what, 20?
No, he said that it was like...
It was 7,000.
It was 7.
Yeah,
the daddy was like, all right, well, it's $7,000. He was like, all right, I'm going to just give you 20. And he was like, that's that.
What would I do with
$20,000? Bitch.
I think about that. Like, when I replay that, I'm like, what am I going to do with $2,000? $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, oh, well, you know, Kevin, thank you so much. He was like, bro, shut the hell up. Like, I do not want to hear that sap shit. Like,
he was pretty much, he was like, you know, if you need it, I got it.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And if you need it, just say it. Don't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
So, that's me asking if God really had to do some work with you, but if...
I know where this is going.
Yeah, like, if, say for instance, your biological helper came and was like, you know, trying to fix things.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now. Later on in the future. Like, you got your own kids. You got your own husband. All this stuff. You have your own family. Would you feel the need to, like, help him?
You want my honest to God answer?
This is real spill. We can't make this up.
Alright, honest to God answer, like, real spill? No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel the need to. And that's because, okay, we'll go a little deep here. So, it's like, I'm going to be 25, right? So, out of 25 years, there has never been, like, not one consistent year of my dad being in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, even when, like, he would sporadically pop up and, you know, come get me. I'm a little ass kid. Like, they're gonna come get me on the weekends, like early in the morning, and like we go get breakfast, we go like play basketball or something, we go to his people house, we go to Chuck E. Cheese, we go get pizza like in the evening, and we go home. And that, you know, I thought that was the perfect day. But it's like, just that one weekend out of 6 fucking months, like, what am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with that? And it's like, as time passed, I think the real turning point for me, like, wanting things to be, like, okay between me and him was when it was two times. The first time was when my stepdad proposed to my mama.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found out that he had proposed to her, this son, I will never forget this. I was in my 8th grade science class, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was in 8th grade science class. And they called me to the office. They was like, we need Jamesia up to the front. And I'm like, the fuck? Like,
mm-hmm.
So I go up there, and he's in the office. And so I'm like, this is strange. And he was like, what's up? I was like, well, hey, daddy. And he was like, come outside, come talk with me. And so... Bruh, like, it's like, this is a real life situation. Nigga had like his wife, his daughter, and like buku like luggage and shit in the car. And he was like, well, we moving to Texas, and, you know, if you want to come, then you can come with us. And I'm like,
did you talk to my mom about this?
What the fuck? Nigga really just, like, sporadically popped up at my school telling me that he's moving to Texas, and now is the time for me to say, like, if I want to come or not. And when I tell you, like, that really hurt me, like, as an eighth grader, like, as a fucking middle schooler, because it's like, you only doing this because you know that my stepdad just proposed to my mom. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of things are finna change for me now. Like, I have a father figure now. Mm-hmm. You haven't been there mm-hmm. for these past whatever years. So, what do you want? Like, what do you want? Like, we good over here. And I remember, like, I got home and I told my mom and I just cried and cried and cried and cried. And so, my stepdad, he was like, you know, you don't got to worry about that. Like, you good. You got me. Everything's fine. Like, let him go to Texas. Let him, you know, start his life there. Like, you know.
I see Bear being sentimental, empathetic.
Yeah.
Because Bear was a joke.
I didn't even want to, like, once I told my mama about it, like, I just had kind of shut down. And so, she had called him and was like, can you talk to her? Aww. And so, yeah. So, me and him, we talked or whatever. And, you know, it was cool. And after that, I was like, I ain't fucking with this guy.
Because I remember he came back, it was like right after we graduated.
High school? Yeah, because, so all that happened in eighth grade with him trying to get me to go to Texas. And, you know, my mom was finna get married. So, fast forward to spring 2014, that's when my stepdad actually died. Mm-hmm. So, when he found out that my stepdad died, he found out because, ironically enough, him and my mama ran into each other at fucking Krispy Kreme one morning, like a couple days after. So, he had found out or whatever, and he hit me up, like, he had texted me or whatever, and he was like, call me. But I didn't know who it was. You know, everybody was hitting me up at the time. He was like, call me. And I'm like, who is this? This is your dad. And I'm like, man, what the fuck? So I hit him up or whatever. And, you know, it was cool at the time. Because it was like, okay, well, I'm older now. So maybe, you know, maybe this is what we need. Maybe it took for, you know, my stepdad to pass. For him to see, like, okay, well, maybe, you know, I should actually step up now. Mm-hmm. And by this time, he didn't have what? Because I'm the oldest, so I think by this time he'd have had three other kids.
I'm gonna say it's
four. Or either four. No, it's five total.
Oh, maybe it's five kids.
Again. It's five total. So I think he had already had that fourth one. Okay. Or either the fourth one came that same year. I really don't know. So, you know, we talking or whatever. He checking on me. He apologized for not being there and stuff. Blah, 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 blah. All that dumb shit. So, And this is the part that really, like, burns me up, like, now, because it's like, what was all that for? But mm-hmm. it all makes sense in a few. So, you know, once, because I was in Hammond at the time, you know, I was away from home, mm-hmm. you know, when my stepdad died. So, when I came back home, he was like, well, you know, when you come, he said, let's go to brunch. And that was my first time seeing him in years, like, years. So we went to brunch. We went by his people house for the day. Like, they had a whole seafood boil and shit. And, you know, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. But it's like, after that, I think me and him were consistent with that for about a good month or two.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
It was not long at all. So now I'm like, okay, now you fucking playing with me. Like, you're playing with my time. You're playing mm-hmm. with my feelings. I'm not finna do this. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not finna do it. And I had to be what? I was 18 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was 18. I was 18. So, no, because that summer we was making 19. 19,
yeah.
So, you know, I'm more aware of my feelings now. I'm more aware of, like, things that I'm going to tolerate, things I'm not going to tolerate. And that just turned out to be one of the things that I realized I could not continue to, you know, put up with. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm kind of at the point I'm at now. Like, I'm not finna keep letting you decide, like, when you go come in and out of my life, when you feel like, you know, it's convenient for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what I said. Like, I never forget I said that I came to the conclusion that he's the opportunist. Like, he waits for these moments where he feel like it's now is the opportunity. Yeah, like now is a good time for me to pop back in. No, you gonna be here or you not.
Yeah.
And now that I'm, you know, I'm finna be 25 now, so I don't have time for that. Like, I'm good. And the very last conversation me and him had was Thanksgiving 2017.
That was 16?
Mm-mm. This was 17. Yeah, this was, because that was my first time going.
Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving 2017, this was the very first, the very last conversation me and him had. And this nigga messaged me on Facebook Messenger and just went on this whole fucking spiel about, you know, I've been trying to reach out to you. I've been trying to, you know, I even went as far as reaching out to other people to reach out to you, which is red flag number one. Don't put nobody in our fucking business. I don't care who you are. Whatever we got going on, that's between us. You ain't got to add nobody in the mix. So just going on and on about he's been trying to reach out and he wants to make things right and he wants to finally be a father and blah, 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 blah. And if I don't, like, if after this time I don't pretty much if I don't agree with what he's saying or if I don't say yeah, then nigga really told me, like, your privileges, like, as my daughter are gonna, like, pretty much saying, like, whatever I'm entitled to as his daughter, see the fucking air quotes, nigga said, whatever you're entitled to as my daughter, like, you're not gonna have that anymore. And I'm just like, for one, I'm sitting in the airport, like, this is my first time going to Canada. I have so much of this shit on my mind, like, and I was in the mental space, like, all I said back was, you know, I am, like, you're not finna try to little girl me, like, come on now, we way beyond that. I am an adult. You are gonna treat me as such. I have a mind of my own. I can make my own decisions. So with that being said, like, you fucked up, and this, I told him this, I said, you fucked up with me, which is fine, but, you know, leave me alone and tend to your other four kids. And that's not even on no, like, biggity or selfish shit, but it's like, why continue to beat a dead horse? Yeah. Clearly, we're not getting anywhere. You're not serious about this. I'm not finna give you the opportunity. Like, even if you are serious, air quotes, why would I set myself up for that again when I already know, like, your patterns? Right. So, it's like, I'm good on that. And that was the last time that was the last interaction we ever had. And I always said, if he was to close his eyes, like, today or tomorrow, I don't know what people would expect me to do.
Would you at least go to his funeral, Bess?
No. And I have my reasons for that, too. Like,
what's the point of going if you don't really have no relationship with him?
For one, like, yeah, like, we don't really have a relationship, so it's like, what I'm gonna go there for? Just for everybody to stare in my face and then come, like, question me after?
What's she here for?
Like, come on, son, like, no. And it's like, you know, why would I go see you, like, on your last day and you wasn't there, like, when I was born? And that was a decision that he made. I didn't find that out until later on, because he put the band before me being born.
How old was he, though?
Like, 19?
He's a child, but I guess I understand.
But it's like, you, like I said, it's the, like we said earlier, yeah, it's all about decisions. Yeah, about, and so decision, when you know that you're having a child, your mindset needs to go from, okay.
But you know, some men are, like, really stupid.
I don't want to hear that shit. Own up to your shit.
Yeah.
Own up to your responsibilities. So, to answer, like, with all that being said, to answer your question, no. Like, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be Kevin. Kevin's situation, his daddy wasn't in his right mind. You know, the drugs was taking over. My daddy never do no fucking drugs. Yeah, he just
living his life.
Was a nigga, exactly, living his life. And it's like, when you have the, when you, like, he, you know, he moved to Texas and everything, but he was, like, taking care of other people's kids, like, had moved my cousins out there and everything with him. like sending them to school out there, getting them jobs out there, and it's like
that's interesting.
And that's why Sad said, I don't understand how you as a man can take care of other people's children and you can't take care of your fucking own.
That's how it usually works.
I don't get it.
That's how it usually go.
I don't get it. So I'm good on that. Like
Kevin will get his wings for doing that. I'ma just say that. Mm-hmm. Because it takes a big person to be able to say, you know what? I don't know if that's really the right way to put it. Because the Bible does say I'll make your enemies your footstool, but It's like I don't really think that's really the right scripture to use. But if that would be the right scripture to use, like if it wasn't dealing with family, like if it was somebody like random, if it wasn't dealing with like immediate family, I would understand. No, I wouldn't understand it. But like if it was somebody like out in the family or somebody friends or whatnot, because you know y'all have hating cousins, but I would say that scripture pertains to that. But in this particular case, it really takes like I said it really just takes a big person to just say, you know what, I'm gonna do my part. Because you would be shocked, like I don't know if it's just a me thing, because I know I would probably do it, but the Lord really would have to work with me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the Lord is doing right now. We're going to talk about this after the fact, but after this episode is over. But when it comes to people doing you wrong, and it's like, it's just a satisfying thing for them to have to come back to you and say, I need you.
And, you know,
if he came to you and say, Jimmy, I need you. You are the only, I understand I was not there. Like, he owns up to everything that he did wrong, everything that he didn't do. He came back to you and said, Jimmy, like, I just need you. You just gonna leave him hanging?
What, and this is me being 100% real. Like, it's like, what can I do? And I've talked to my God about it, and it's like, I don't want no hate in my heart towards him. Mm-hmm. I don't have any hate in my heart towards him. It's just I know what's best for me, and me not being associated with him by any means is what's best for me. Mm-hmm. You know, like we said, you have to put yourself first. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to maintain my sanity and my peace of mind, we good. Like, mm-hmm. ties have to be cut, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So like I said, he has to live with the decisions that he made. Like, that's on him. I guess
the band was a little more tempting than the baby.
I mean,
life and living his life was way more tempting than just...
Exactly. So
being present, so...
I mean...
Hey, all this is coming full circle.
It all does come full circle. And it's like, you know... But He's gonna, like, when... And because it happens, and you know it happens... When you get up in age and you realize those type of things, like, he's gonna realize that he wasn't there for birthdays, he wasn't there for dances, he wasn't there for graduations. Like none of that stuff. None of it.
He will definitely hit you up when he's, like, close to...
I've heard people tell me that before.
Oh, no, he's definitely... Like, people, anytime somebody ever do you wrong, they always have to come back and tell you, I did wrong and I'm sorry. Can you please accept my apology? Mm-hmm. Always. And if it's not that, if they don't verbally say it, they're going to physically show it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get yours regardless. Like, because you're always going to end up coming up on top when it comes to, like, this particular situation. But... Yeah, you just have to be open to it, because that's literally God testing you to see if you are going to just be like, all right, I forgive you, but I still don't want to deal with you.
And that's where I'm at now. Like, I'm telling you, it's no hate in my heart. It's no ill feelings. Like, I'm good where I'm at. You know, my life is good over here. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, I had life to make that. Right. I had to make that conscious decision. Like, and I feel like I've said this. I think I said this on the toxic episode. I think that was the one we talked about this a little bit on.
Probably.
when I was like, you know, after I came to the realization that, you know, that was something toxic that was in my life, like him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to remove him and everybody associated with him from my life. So like him, his people, everybody associated with him, I deleted all of them off all my social media, like
I feel
numbers like blocked and shit. Like
I understand it. I get it. You understand it from from somebody that's outside looking in, because you never experienced that.
Yeah, and that's why I don't really talk about it a lot with people, because it's like, you know, my closest friends, like, y'all have y'all father figure, so mm-hmm. that's not nothing that y'all can relate to. Yeah. You know, so. Mm.
But, you know, you hear things from other people, so you always seem, like, you just have to be thankful about, like, you may not have everything that you want, but some people don't have the things that you have. And yeah. You just have to be thankful about the life that you have, the life that you were granted, right. The life that you were blessed with, the life that you were born into. So, yeah.
And it's like, I know people who have their daddies, but their relationship with their mama is so strained and so toxic.
Very.
But see, my mama, even though she be getting on my nerves sometimes, and if you listening to this, mom, then you know sometimes you get on my nerves, but ain't nothing coming in between that ever.
No.
Me and my mama have a great relationship.
You know, yeah. The older I get, the more I'm getting, like, comfortable talking to my daddy about certain things, because my daddy not gonna go, he gonna give a fucking lecture, but my daddy not gonna go off the rails like my mama.
Mm-hmm.
She can take it from 0 to 100, like, in a matter of seconds.
Literally.
And it's like, girl, it's not that serious. Sometimes, like, you just have to catch her in a very cool, calm, collective, like, mood. Because if you catch her on when she at 8, she definitely gonna go to 20 for no reason. It's like, I just told you that I just made a mess in the bathroom and you over here being mad. Girl, calm down.
Like, what is you mad for?
Exactly, so. But one thing I want to end, that pretty much, like, sums up temptation and the lack of commitment and how just Kevin Hart is just ain't sugar honey iced tea, but can be sugar honey iced tea sometimes when he choose to be.
Mm-hmm.
He might be an opportunist as well. But I just want to end this off with saying, with the, of course, going back to like the tragedy things, like, I was watching the game Friday night. And they said, I don't even know his name. He used to play basketball. If you watched the game, you saw this. He said, it's a rap quote that says, people will bring flowers to your grave, but won't bring you soup when you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just need y'all to start giving people their flowers why they here on this earth, and they're able to receive them and smell the roses. Because when you 6 feet down, like, you can't smell nothing but maggots and dirt and
right,
yeah, like rain.
Ain't nothing for you down there
but dirt. And if you get burned, all you can smell is the urn, because you damn sure can't smell nothing else. We just have to start being more mindful of how we treat people and more mindful of how we present ourselves to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody gonna come to your funeral if you have a nasty attitude and you just a mean person.
Yep.
If you could be a mean person but the sweetest person when it comes to like certain things.
But if you overall, like, if your overall demeanor is,
I'm nasty,
just mean and nasty, no.
If you're just ugly, like,
nobody wants to be around you in real life, like,
because there's some beautiful people breathing out here in this world, and they're just so ugly inside.
And that's one thing about it. Yep.
Nobody wants to be around that.
Yep. That's a word.
So if you think that you have an ugly spirit, and you know that you have an ugly spirit, and
clean your spirit, baby.
Please. Go get some spiritual help. Go pray about it. Because, honey, I don't want to be around nobody that has an ugly spirit. All right? That's negativity.
Your ugly spirit is not finna taint my clean one, okay?
Mm-mm. That's just like these people with, like, ugly people with great personalities. it'd be beautiful people with some stupid, ugly, nasty personalities. Like, girl, I don't want to talk to
like,
you.
Like, go ahead on.
But I don't even worry about it. I was interested in the ways you looked, and I thought you would, you know.
And here you are.
Being nasty.
Being a bitch. Like,
but, you know, tell somebody that you love them, whether you're at work, whether you're bed listening to this, whether you're on a roll, tell the person that's in front of you or tell the person that's inside of you that's beeping you down, I love you.
Yep.
You gonna have a, you know, I just need y'all to be able to just spread love. Feel free to just spread the love, because guess what, we love y'all, we appreciate y'all, we love each other, we hate each other sometimes, but we love each other. And we love everybody.
I'm gonna give my best of flowers right now. I really do love you best.
Love you too, girl.
You know,
I had to catch myself.
My best goes like above and beyond, you know, and I don't ever, you know, want you to feel otherwise.
Oh, girl, don't nobody feel that. Okay. All my friends, I definitely like love and appreciate all y'all. Yeah, because there's some people that don't even have friends who like y'all. Yeah.
You'd be so surprised. Yeah, like,
people definitely was like, dang, my friends would never do anything like that. And it's like, she just asked for $10. What are you talking about? She just needed $10 just to put in her gas tank. Like, what are you? She would, your friend wouldn't give you $10?
Like, come on now.
Bye. But yeah, so.
That's y'all challenge for the week. Love on somebody.
Love on your mate. Love on your kids.
Most importantly, love on yourself.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, what do I do for healthcare? I mean, self-care. And I'm just like, I don't know what I do right now. Like, you got me thinking about it, and I can't, like, really tell you an answer. Robin asked me that.
Really?
Yes. I said, girl, I don't know. I watch YouTube videos or Netflix.
That is self-care. Self-care can be, like I said, see, we going back to the old episode. Self-care is the care of oneself. So, anything... Why are you laughing? I'm being serious.
The care of one.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Come on, bro.
It really sounds Webstery. It really sounds Webstery.
I'm being dead ass serious. I know. You want a joke.
It's funny.
Anywho, self-care is the care of oneself. Mm-hmm. So, whatever it is that you do that makes you feel good, that puts you, you know, in the place that you need to be, that's self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care.
And this is the only episode that y'all gonna get this season that's ours. All right. So we about to wrap this up.
Yeah. We going against our words. Yeah, we said we were not doing hour-long episodes.
We said we just gonna do like 45 minute episodes, and here we are having maybe this is just needed. You know, it's the beginning of the year. It's okay. We going to get all this out, but just know the next episode is going back to the regular time we usually have. No more than 50 minutes, okay? But I really hope, we really hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. We hope that you learned something from it. We hope that you, if you're ever in this type of situation, we hope that it touches you, heals you.
Definitely.
Maybe even
also,
have you
feel
thinking.
Free to reach out. Like I said, I never talk to my friends about anything like that because they don't relate. If you are out there, if you're listening and this is something, you know, my situation is relatable to your situation, feel free to reach out. We can run it up. We can chat it up.
Yeah. So on the Real Spill page, because obviously she's not on social media.
Yeah, so. Sorry. Reach out to me on the Real Spill page and Bess will notify me to get on there, but I'm on a social media
cleanse.
Yeah. I'm actually on a cleanse from a lot of things right now. No alcohol. Mm-hmm. No of the other stuff.
No, nothing. She's just being pure right now.
Cleaning my spirit.
Bro, I'm not about to play with her today. But
in my spirit.
I hope y'all continue to have a great day, great evening, great night, great dusk, great dawn, who knows, whatever you're listening to this. But we hope that you enjoyed this first official episode of season 1.
Yes.
we hope that you all continue to come back to listen to us.
And share. Send this to a friend.
Please. I mean, we up there, y'all, but we need to get up there, up there. Send our page, share us, please. Please.
That's your second challenge for the week. So the first one is to love on yourself and love on somebody else. Your second one, share this podcast.
Yes. Just don't share it to the execs, because I'm still trying to get a job right now. Okay. And also, continue to follow y'all dreams. If you dream it, believe it, you shall receive it. Okay?
You can achieve it.
I need y'all to do that. Follow your dreams and don't let nobody deter your dreams. Mm-hmm. Okay? But that's all, folks. And until next time. Bye.